This is a project by Icon Ministry, which is the Icon Ministry exists to evangelize, to tell the world about Jesus. We reach about 1.7 to 2 million people a year through our outreach, reaching all ages through physical speaking engagements to online content, online courses, online liturgies, and everything else. But one of the things we noticed is that there was a missing gap with the alpha generation, which is from 0 to 13. And this generation is not on social media. It's not, they're the most antisocial generation because they're the COVID generation. And we just thought, look, we're reaching all generations. What about this alpha generation? And we did some research and we found they're on two places. One is YouTube, and two is this second metaverse platform called Roblox, where there are 70.2 million, Generation Alpha every day on this platform, and 214 million users every month. And so we thought, look, let's try and outreach. Let's evangelize in this place. But the reality is that when you evangelize on a metaverse platform, you have to speak the language of the metaverse, which is gaming. So we thought, let's build a cathedral on Roblox. And so, but in order for people to interact with it, you can't just have a cathedral where people visit. It has to be interactive. So we decided to create this game, this interactive experience, where we deliver the entire kerygma of the church, explaining what it means from the creation to the story of Moses, to the story of Noah, to the salvation through his birth, death, and resurrection. And finally, these gamers can, through an obstacle race course, can finally make a decision whether, after hearing the kerygma, whether they want to become a meta saint, that is, to become a follower of Jesus. And so they light this candle. So we do this through a number of obstacles, and I'll show you just a little bit here. So, for example, we have the cathedral of the metaverse. So we partnered with the best design company in the world called Dubbit, and they create games like Lego. They've created all the Nickelodeon, Paramount, Adidas, the Grammys. They create all of the best gaming content on Roblox in the world. And so they enter into this cathedral, and as they enter there, they get to explore, enter into stained glass windows. The Gregorian chant plays as they enter in. They get into this prayer space, and then they can also go into a silent spaces where they can pray and meditate on scripture. And then they go into different worlds. For example, the world of Jesus and the time of Jesus. They can go into worlds of creation until they come to this place where they come to the altar, to the sanctuary of the church. And there they can make a decision whether they want to, they have a halo at the beginning, and they want to see whether they want this halo to shine brighter. And then they're given angel wings, which is a wings which they can take with them to other games. So they're given free. Usually, gamers pay for things like this, but we offer this for free. So the entire game is for free. And so that others, it can serve as also an advertisement. Hey, where did you get those wings from? They're free. Go and play this game.
From when you first arrive in the cathedral to then completing all the activities and the missions, how long would that take? Is it a
So we've
long
done testing with about 1,500 students, Generation A, and we have from the quickest is 23 minutes, but they
time?
didn't interact. They went straight for the end, but it can take up to 3 hours, a 3 hour experience, if they stop and they reflect on everything there. But it still does its job. It still proclaims the gospel even in that 23 minutes, though of course not as profoundly as if someone spends more time there.
I'm wondering, is there a connection here with Francis' idea of a church that goes out? No, he talks about a church that goes forth, goes out to the peripheries. Was that part of the inspiration behind
Yes,
this?
but exactly, because this is it. There are 70 million people. For example, why did we get criticism? For example, why are you launching on Easter? That's not the time for gaming. That's the time for fasting. But the reality is that these 70 million young people, a lot of them won't be going to church. They won't be hearing the gospel. So We thought it was the most opportune time, the most important time to bring the church to them, to bring the gospel to them. And so this is the metaverse is the ends of the earth. It is the place where young people are and live their existence. 8 hours a day. A lot of them spend 8 hours a day just gaming, just playing on this Roblox. And on this entire platform, nobody is speaking about Jesus credibly. So we thought, let's go out, let's do it ourselves. We looked for funding, we looked for the best content creators in the world, and we just did it. We just decided to go ahead with this. Now we're hoping and praying that it will leave impacts on the lives of millions of of the alpha generation.
You mentioned that the audience is very young. Tell me a little bit about how you're planning to promote child safety on this platform.
So Roblox itself has its own child safety measures, but it is notorious for groomers, people who groom. And so what we have about a lot of our time, in fact, that was why it has taken us a year and a half to develop this, was to make sure that it is child safe. So our interaction is very limited. So usually in the games, people can converse, they can talk. In our game, it's only through emojis and only a limited amount of emojis. So there's no way within the game itself that there can be any form of grooming. We're not allowed, and we haven't advertised for any external interaction, like come to our website or anything like that. They can Google our website and they can come to that when they want to know more, but there's in no way any chance of harm to any children within the game platform. This being said, is that we are not, as Icon Ministry and as MetaSaint, we are not endorsing Roblox. In fact, our advertising has never been come to Roblox, come and play our game. We don't even tell people how to play the game. So it's if you know, you know. If you're in, then we want to bring the gospel to you. We don't want to draw you into Roblox. We're not here to endorse Roblox, but we're here to proclaim the message of the gospel to those who are already there.
Just a very kind of practical financial question. Is there a way for games on Roblox like this to become financially self-supporting, or do you plan to rely on donations? What's
Yes,
the
so at the
strategy?
moment we're totally reliant on donations, and people can go to metasaint.com to get more information there. But so we wanted to offer a free experience. We didn't want, especially to start in our first phase, to charge people or to give the kids the impression that we're here doing this for the money. Yes, there are ways of monetizing. We could have charged for the wings. We can, in the future, if they want to change the color of the wings, we can charge for different things, give them merchandise. So there is a way to monetize. But in this phase where we are, where we just simply want to proclaim the gospel, the kerygma, we've chosen to depend entirely on the generosity of people who are able to donate and help us expand this game. This is phase one, which is just the basic message, but there's so much more potential for growth within this platform.
I don't know if you can give me just a quick idea of some of the ways that it might develop in the future.
So one of the ways we're planning on development is for example, exploring more worlds. So if people, for example, are struck by the creation and they want to know more, we can expand those worlds and explain a little bit more. So when they enter into each of these worlds, they're met by a saint. For example, Blessed Carlo Acutis, there's Mother Teresa appears, Saint Augustine appears in the game, and so explains different things to them and explains the creation story, explains the kerygma to them on the way. One of the ways we want to expand is to expand these worlds, but also to collaborate with organizations like Caritas and even Alpha, Youth Alpha, to try and get more in-depth discipleship on the platform. Eventually, once we do have super funding, we want to develop an app where we can take it into schools and we can teach the entire religious education curriculum through this game.
That's really wonderful. And that's kind of the questions I had prepared. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add before we finish.
Look, just to tell the readers, the listeners, to pray for us because this is only as effective as look, we sow the seeds and then God bears the fruit. But I do believe, I honestly do believe in the prayer of people. So if they would, my greatest petition is just pray for us. and for these young people that get to interact with this game. And if they want some more information, they can go to metasaint.com.